Okay, well, hearing no one. Serena, it's your motion. Discussion. Agenda now.
Who's
yes.
doing that?
Hello?
Yes, I hear hello. Hello.
Okay, hanging up.
Can anybody hear me?
I can't hear you.
I got cut off.
Yes, William, I can hear you.
Point of information?
Line is still on.
Who said point of information?
Jose Luis.
Hello?
I'm trying to see if you can hear me with my vote.
I didn't hear you with your vote, Jose Luis. How do you
matter.
Vote?
It
does matter, actually.
I abstain.
You abstain, okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hi, sorry, I have a funny electronic tone, and I can neither hear nor be heard.
We can hear you now.
Point of information. The streamer to tell us who is doing this.
I don't know that that can be done, but
and ask the streamer to tell that person not to do it.
No, actually, I would ask them to call. All right, it seems to have stopped.
Yes.
Lord.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Can hear you.
Same problem. Let me try. Okay, so...
We hear you fine, Serene.
What?
We hear you fine. Do you hear us?
I can hear you now, but there was a period there where I kept on talking to you guys, and I wasn't hearing you, and evidently you weren't hearing me.
Okay. Well, you have the floor.
This is my third call in. Let's try to get it out. Okay, so thanks. My proposal is that we, and it doesn't necessarily have to be tonight, but that we create a small task force that would meet either by phone or by email and come up with a timeline to be forwarded to the National Board for a set of bylaw revisions to be completed by the end of this year.
Okay, so that's the specifics of Serene's motion. Any discussion of that?
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I'd like to amend it and that it comes back to the Governance Committee.
Seriously?
So the amendment would be you're okay with having a task force, but that it come back to the Governance Committee to be approved by the Governance Committee. Is that correct?
Well, if there's going to be a task force, that needs to be in there.
Okay.
Okay. May I tell you?
Whether I vote for it or not, I don't know, but if I do vote for it, that's what I want in there. So.
Okay. So that amendment is what's on the floor at the moment.
Okay. May I speak against that amendment? I'd like to speak against that amendment.
Okay, but let me see if there's anybody else who hasn't spoken on any of this who would like to speak first.
I keep getting disconnected, and so this is like my fourth time calling back in. So what was the amendment, please?
The amendment was that the task force would report back to the Governance Committee, and the Governance Committee would approve or not the timeline.
Okay, and what was the original motion?
The original motion was that a task force would be set up out of this committee to approve a timeline and forward it to the PNB.
Gotcha. Okay.
John,
so,
in the queue.
Anyone want to speak to the amendment?
Yeah, John, in the queue.
Yeah, John.
I'm against this amendment. It seems to me that the Governance Committee is the appropriate place to discuss bylaws, including their time schedule. So I object to sending it to a task force to escape the Governance Committee.
Okay. You're actually speaking against the original motion as well as the amendment.
But anyway, okay. I have
a point of order.
It's the appropriate committee.
Okay. Point of order, Serene?
Point of order. Okay. So today, first of all, to the characterization that the desire is to escape the Governance Committee is inappropriate. One should not assign motives to others. As a practical matter, it is October 7th, and we generally meet once a month. If we wait until early November...
This is no longer a point of order, Serene. It's... Anyway.
Okay, so that's my point of order. If you could rule on my point of order, then I'd like to speak against against the amendment.
I think your point of order is perhaps it's reading into the word an intention to associate a motive. If that was the intention, then your point of order is correct. I hear it as ambiguous, but I'd like to just leave it at that.
I'd like to be stuck. I have another 5 minutes, and then I'm off the call one way or the other. So we can, yeah. I mean, this issue came up 25 minutes ago. This is as far as we've gotten. I don't understand the use of time here.
Serene, I had asked, is anyone who hadn't spoken who to this issue would like to be on the stack? And I don't hear anyone else. Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken to this would like to speak to the amendment?
Yeah, William here.
Good, William.
Yeah, the amendment to come back to the committee, as I think Serene was trying to say, is inappropriate, I think, because of the timing. If we come back next month, it's obviously won't be enough time to complete the whole process. If one of the sections is 45 days, then that would mean we'd only have a couple of days for each of the other steps, which is not likely to happen. So I think it's inappropriate to make it come back to committee. Thank you.
This is Kim. I'd like to speak to my amendment.
Well, you've already spoken, Kim. Is there anyone else?
I made the amendment, but I'd like to speak again on it as to why I think
okay, I will put you on the stack if there's no one else who hasn't spoken who would like to speak.
Okay.
Okay, hearing none, and since Serene expressed it, wanting to be on the stack, also, Serene goes first and then Kim.
All
right. Yeah, Serene.
Okay, thanks. It's October 7th. If we're meeting again in about a month, that'll be November 6th, at which case trying to do anything before the year runs out is going to be impossible. So either we're going to do it or we're not going to do it. The working group would come up with the timeline, obviously circulate it to the committee for comments before passing it on to the PNB. But unless we're going to schedule a second meeting in, you know, a week or so, I don't see that insisting it be brought back to the committee makes any sense. It's just not, it's not going to go anywhere, so we may as well just, you know, save the money of the phone call to even meet and discuss it if it has to come back for a vote in a month.
So, Serene, do you want to make an amendment that we would, that the task force would circulate it to the committee before it sends it to the PNB?
Yeah, I mean, we can absolutely put that language in. I thought it was obvious that if a committee creates a task force, it would include the committee. The task force would report to the committee on what it's doing. I mean, I thought it was standard.
Okay.
But if you
so,
put the language, sure.
Let's take that as an understanding for Serene's motion, that the whatever came out of the task force would be circulated to the committee. Would you expect the committee to approve it by email, or just for so they would know what was happening?
People can give comments. You know, the problem with voting by email is I think that everyone would have to agree, and unanimity is not something that has been in evidence this year. But you know.
Well, no, we could vote a majority vote by email. That would be fine too.
I don't know, but I don't believe so. But if you have language to support that, sure.
Let's do it that way.
So let's insert that into the motion.
Okay, so it seems to me that the discussion has led to something which basically incorporates what Kim was trying to achieve, which is that the task force will report back. Can we have a time by when they'll report back? Within 1 week, let's say? Within 5 days? What?
Let's make it 10 days so that people have time to actually coordinate and have a meeting. We'll have to mess schedules for whoever volunteers.
Good.
So the suggestion is 10 days.
Could be sooner.
They will report back then immediately after having made a suggestion as to timeline to the committee, and the committee then will be polled. And I would say within 3 days that you'll have to respond. If you don't respond within 3 days, then you don't get to vote on it. Is that any objection to that?
Sounds great.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Kim, what's your objection, and what would you suggest?
Well, I think that, you know, voting online off the stream is a problem, and I, you know, would have to check with Robert to see the exact issue. But also, if it doesn't actually come from the committee formally, then you can't say this is a motion from the governance committee. It's just a motion. It's just a, you know, some people went off and did this, and it hasn't been really vetted. Not everybody responds on the emails in the same way they do on a phone call. And that's not fair to the people who don't respond on email. And that's why we have phone calls, and votes aren't taken on email.
Nancy on the stack.
Okay, so what I hear you saying is that you don't want to do you don't want to have it come back to the committee until we actually have another meeting, which would be a month from now. Is that correct?
I don't care. I mean, you can set a special meeting. I don't care. But if it doesn't come back to the committee, then it's not from the governance committee. You know,
okay.
It's not out.
Let me respond to one piece of what you said. We can take a vote, as we have for many committee meetings, on, for instance, electing people. We can take a vote by sending the emails to the central office, to the national office, and having them tabulated. That can be done. We've done it many, many times in the past. It sounds like you're also objecting to having 3 days to respond. My own feeling is that 10 days is too long for a task force, and I would think no more than, I guess whoever wants to be on it really should be on it, but that seems a bit long. So, I mean, perhaps we could take a 2 days, 3 days off of that, and make it a week, and add 2 days on to the taking the vote, which would be 5 days. Would anyone object to that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I object to doing this not in the committee in front of the public. Yeah, I would. And I'm not
objecting
to the vote being taken without
it being public.
Pardon me?
You're objecting to the vote being taken without it being public.
Yeah.
You may have a point.
And
I'm not
sure. And the discussion being public.
Three for the stack, please, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I would object to involving the national office in a vote on this issue. I think they have enough work to do. It's one thing when we're doing officers and so forth to ask them to become involved in that, but I don't think they need to become involved in every level of committee work. This is not that deep. The votes can be announced publicly on the usual Pacifica listservs on which so many people seem to live, so that they won't be secret. You know, it'll be as public as things get. And we either want to do it or not. I mean, at this point, you know, 33 minutes into a discussion where we have done, you know, I just find I respect process and feedback and involvement and participation, but at some point we have got to move.
Adriana for the stack.
Yes, and William for the stack.
As I see the situation at the moment, we have a motion on the floor, which is to come back with, Serene suggested 10, I suggested 7, and within 3 days that we would take by email a vote on this. This has been objected to by Kim. But it is the motion on the floor. If other people object to that, please speak to it. If you support it, please speak to it. What are your comments on the motion that's on the floor?
Yeah, William for the stack.
I heard somebody else first. Was it John?
Lawrence to the stack. Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, so I heard William and Lawrence really
maybe
clear. I thought I
hear me, Adriana.
Oh, I did not, Adriana. Were you before them?
Yes, she was.
That's okay. That's okay. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so... Okay, so it's William, Lawrence, and Adriana.
Okay, I'd like to make a substitute, if it's possible at this point, a substitute for Tim's amendment, that the substitute would be that the governance committee authorizes the task force to forward their recommendations to the PNB. Now, the reasoning behind this is that the only reason to try to delay all this is if you don't want to have a bylaws amendment, another bylaws amendment voting period this year. So
again, that's implying motives for people.
Oh, okay. So I'll say I don't want to delay the process.
What's your point of order, Kim?
Well, there was a motion. I made an amendment. You and Serene made another amendment. I don't think you can make a substitute to the whole thing.
Well, you can. Serene's motion was the main motion. It was amended once by you. It's okay to put in a substitute. Although the truth of the matter is, the original motion by Serene was exactly what William's substitute says. In the course of discussion, we sort of massaged that, thinking we would try to get some consensus here, into having the task force come back to the governance committee for approval. But Serene's original motion was just that, and your amendment was that it had to come back to the governance committee for approval. William's substitute, as I hear it, is turning. Please, no one else. Please, no one else speak. William's substitute, as I hear it, is to return it basically to what Serene's original motion was, and that we've rather improperly sort of combined with Kim's motion to try to get some consensus. So I'm gonna rule that it isn't necessary to make a substitute motion. If you wish, if you don't wish it to come back to the governance committee, then just vote against Kim's amendment as it stands. Is there any objection to my ruling about that, about the procedure?
Just point of information, George. What is your ruling? Are you saying yay or yes or no to his substitute?
I'm saying it's not necessary.
Okay.
Essentially, voting down your amendment would be the same as approving that substitute. So let's save ourselves some parliamentary difficulties and just take the vote on that. Let me see if there's any objection to going a vote on that amendment. Is there any objection to...
Wait, I'm confused. You did approve his substitute, or you didn't?
No, I did not. I'm asking him to withdraw it, and we can take the vote on your amendment. So, is there any objection to voting on Kim's amendment, the substance of which is that the task force return... their recommendation for a timeline to the governance committee for approval. Is that correct, Kim?
Mine isn't a substitute, George. It's just an amendment to...
That's what I said, Kim.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to the man. Listen to the man.
Serene, please. You're out of order.
But this is the third time she's asking the same question.
Serene, you're
out of
order. I can deal with comments from people, but I don't need other people to jump in the middle. I appreciate the support, but it isn't a matter of support.
It's a matter of sick of wasting time.
Okay. So yes, Kim, what's before us now is your amendment to Serene's motion. Again, is there any objection to going a vote on that? Good. Hearing none. Is there any objection?
I'm sure there is. One more point of information. I'm really confused. All this stuff about voting online, wasn't that part of a process of an amendment to my motion that you replaced my motion with?
Nobody actually formally made an amendment to that effect. Serene suggested it.
Information.
Let me finish what I'm saying, please, in response to what Kim said. I'm not sure actually who suggested it. I think I asked Serene if she was wanting to amend her own motion so that it would come back to committee, and she agreed. But in fact, we never really I never proposed it as a motion. It should have taken precedence. Was a second amendment then, and it should have come before Kim's motion. So I was really trying to get a consensus here without actually strictly following the rules. So my apology for that. I think what's on the floor is Kim's amendment to Serene's motion.
Yes, and can we have a vote?
And I'm asking, is there any objection to going to a vote?
Mr. Chair, I ask for a point of information. This is Adriana Kasnail, KBFT.
I'm sorry?
This is Adriana Kasnail, KBFT, and I ask for a point of information.
I heard you. What's your point of information?
Thank you. Can you please, Mr. Chair, state the amendment that we are voting on? Thank you.
Yes.
So the main motion was that we would form a task force.
The amendment.
And please let me finish. To report to the PNB on a timeline. Kim's amendment was they should report back to the governance committee for approval. That's the amendment we're voting on right now. Is there any objection to going to a vote on that amendment? Okay. Hearing none. I'm sure there's going to be objections, so I'm just going to take the vote. We'll start at the top this time. So a yes vote is yes for Kim's amendment. It should come back from the task force. Lona Elias. Can't hear you, Lona. Mal Bernstein.
No, and I would like to have a moment of personal privilege to tell you that I've reached the limit of my ability to focus, and I'll join you next call.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt.
Adriana Casanova.
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roma.
No.
William Hirogan.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
No.
Pat Logan, Tony Norman, Andrea Pritchett. I'm going to pass. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
No. No.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Manajay Sabat, John Wenger?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Okay, I'm going to abstain. So the vote is 8-3, no. So I would like to now, Serene's motion is up for discussion. We could discuss it more. It can be further amended. Is there any desire to do so? Does anyone want to speak to Serene's motion as it stands, which is the former task force? I'm sorry?
Vanessa, point of clarification.
Yeah, again, Vanessa.
Okay, Serene, I just wanted to, if I understood you correctly, you said that the work of the task force would, of course, come back to the governance committee. Is that correct?
The results of the meeting, whenever, you know, as soon as we can put it together and create a timeline, would be sent to the governance committee for feedback before being forwarded to the national board.
So it's for information purposes only and not for any further consideration by the governance committee?
It's for feedback. If people think a date is wrong or too soon, too late, something should be different, then they respond. But the point is to try to get, my point is to try to get it to the PNB in time for whenever the next PNB meeting, so it can be considered and actually be implemented.
Okay, so what would be the role of the governance committee? I mean, I hear you tweaking, but anything other than tweaking? Not full consideration?
I don't think it's
I'm just
it's
trying
a
to
timeline. No, I understand. I'm saying I don't think it's a complicated issue. If we all the boards that voted for, I'm sorry, in New York it didn't pass. It didn't pass because the right number of people weren't in the room to vote. And I don't remember what happened at the fifth station. But it didn't pass, but it passed at three stations and on the national level. So there seems to be some sense that we should have a second period. The content of what the revisions might be are one thing, but whether or not we want to even have the process, having gone through this laborious on-air notification process to set up the opportunity to do it again this year, here's the timeline on which we do it. Then how people work and what they want to actually come through the process is a different thing. But I don't think the issue of having a second period is itself controversial.
I didn't hear Vanessa asking that question quite. So let me respond to what I thought I heard. Vanessa, as I understand Serene's motion, and as it said, it will come back for advice, basically. And people have an opportunity to tweak it, as you said. We just voted down Kim's amendment, which would have required it to be approved by the PNB. So that really has been just set aside. That's been decided.
Adriana, for the stack.
Okay, Vanessa, to the staff.
Well, okay, Adriana.
I'm sorry. May I, a point of personal privilege. I need to go. Are there any questions of me that I need to answer before I leave?
Yes.
Well, how many people did you think we should be on this task force?
Whatever the group decides, 4 people, 5 people, I don't care. I mean, just let's do it. If the task force, we don't have to wait 7 days' notice and have a streamer and so forth. We look at the dates. We see what's possible. We look at the holidays. We look at when boards normally meet, you know, and try to create something that's workable and say, hey, folks, what do you think?
Okay, we'll decide that after the fact, after we've...
William, if Serena,
Vanessa, and then
you want to be on the task force.
Vanessa, and then
I'm volunteering to be on the task force, but I really do have to. Are there any questions of me before I leave?
Yes.
Okay, so can
there's a question of Serene. Who is that? Who is that from?
That's Vanessa.
Yes, Vanessa.
Okay, so I'm just, please forgive me, but I'm just double checking on what I thought I heard you say during discussion of Kim's amendment was that something to the effect, of course, it would come back to the committee. So just to make sure I understand so I can vote accordingly, you're saying it would not come back for any level of approval, but simply for advice and to be tweaked.
Okay, I'm not proposing that it come back to the committee at our meeting, which I assume is going to be early next month. I'm what I am proposing is that when this group meets, comes up with a timeline within 10 days, and I'm anxious to make it less, George, you know, we'll see what's possible for the people who volunteer. Whatever the results are will be sent to the committee by email. I will send my number. People are free to call me. Everybody has other people's numbers. I'm sure we can have informal discussions about it, but we're not bringing it back for a full formal vote. We don't have that kind of time if we expect anything to be done this year.
So what is the timeline?
Well, we haven't. The timeline will be created by the task.
I mean, what is the timeline that Serene is referring to that disallows the governance committee from having the time to consider the timeline established by the task force?
It is
point of order, Chair.
Yes. What's your point of order?
This is, you know, redebating the motion, and I think that discussion. If I could finish, please, I have the floor. And I believe that discussion is completely out of order. Because the person that's really pushing it was not on the prevailing side as well. She's pushing.
Would everyone please stop speaking out of turn? Lawrence has the floor. Lawrence, please refrain from asserting motives for the people who are
right. And I wasn't trying to categorize anybody. So if anybody felt that way, I apologize. But the fact is that it sounds like to me that this discussion is out of order because it's redebating something that was not part of the motion. It was a discussion that was had. There was no consensus. A motion was not made in regards for it to come back to committee. Thank you.
Okay, so on your point of order, I get that Vanessa was asking a question, actually, which was, if this motion passes, I know what the question you're asking. Sorry. The question you were asking was, why is it that if we wait for another month, that there won't be time to have a bylaws amendment process? And I can answer that. In another month, that would be the middle of November, you have 45 days, which the bylaws mandate. You must have a 45-day notice period between the time when the bylaws are put up and the time when anybody can vote on them, the PNB or the LSBs. It would put us into the latter part of December. Well, the middle of this, the late middle of December, more or less around a week before Christmas, by the time anybody could vote on these things, which would be a problem if you want to get the LSBs, it's a problem if you want to get it done this year. If you think you can extend it to and you don't care, then it wouldn't be a problem.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that explanation.
You're welcome.
Nancy on the stack.
Well, I had a stack already. Adriana, I think, did you want to speak?
I'm sorry. I have a point of personal privilege. I must leave the call. If this passes, please put me in as a volunteer for the task force, and I'll contact people by email. Okay?
Okay.
Have a good day.
Let's see. So, Vanessa, Adriana, were you still on the stack, or did you get to say what you wanted to say?
When? Obviously, I'm in a stack. I couldn't speak about anything yet.
Is there something you wanted to speak about?
Yes. That's
well,
why I
it?
Asked to be on the stack.
Well, what is it? Speaking, what is it?
I'm sorry. Do I have the floor?
You have the floor.
Okay, thank you. What I'm trying to say is we have limited time, like everybody expressed it before. This doesn't mean that we, a task force, it can be all of us can be in the task force if we want it. But we are trying to produce something that will happen. I think that the main point here is that it's nothing, we are not producing the bylaw amendments. That will be another discussion. We are making a timeline that will allow at least, doesn't mean that will happen, but will allow at least the stations and the PNB to put some bylaw amendments. I think that when we are discussing all of this, we are confusing that we are trying to pass some specific bylaw amendments, and I think that the task force means just that. We will discuss a timeline. We just want to see if we are able to add this to this year. I think that this is all that it's about. And we can discuss all that we want by email. If we decide that, like I said, we cannot keep discussing what already was voted down. An amendment was voted down, that's it. We are talking about this particular motion that Serim present. Okay?
Okay. Anyone want to speak to the motion? Okay. Any objection to going to a vote on Serene's motion? Okay. Hearing none, then, is there any objection to Serene's motion, which is to create a task force to construct a timeline and consult with the rest of the committee committee who's not actually on the task force before sending it to the PNB?
Nancy?
I'm going to object.
Okay, so then we need to take a vote then.
I'm not objecting.
we're going to take a vote on this. Let me do it again in the opposite order. So a yes vote is supports Serene's motion. A no vote doesn't. Lona Elias. I'm sorry, that's the order I did it last time. Margie Wilkinson. Margie?
I vote yes on Serene's motion.
John Wenger.
I'm pass.
Serene is gone. Lawrence Reyes.
I vote yes. I vote yes.
Nancy Sabara, Naratomi.
Yes. Nancy votes yes.
Kim?
No.
William Hiragan?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman?
Yes. That's a yes.
Okay, got it. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Hello?
Vanessa, I can't hear you. Back to you, Vanessa. Maria Elena Castellanos, Benito Diaz, Adriana Casanova.
Yes.
Mal Bernstein's gone. Lona Elias. Because she's gone too. Vanessa?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got disconnected again. Yes.
Okay, so the vote is 7-1. You have just a few more minutes, so now the question is, well, let me just see. Who would like to be on the on this task force? We have Serene. I will volunteer.
Vanessa.
Anybody else want to be on this task force?
Vanessa.
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Anybody else?
Nancy.
Nancy. Anybody else?
What is this for? I just dropped off the call.
This is to construct the bylaws.
Okay.
Come on.
Margie was going to say, I think that's a great committee, but anyway,
Anybody else want to be on the committee? I have so far Serene, myself, Vanessa Lawrence, and Nancy.
Fabulous.
Good. Hearing none.
William volunteer.
Who is?
I heard William volunteer.
Well, I didn't hear that. William, do you want to volunteer?
No, that's enough, people.
Sorry, I volunteer.
Adriana?
Adriana?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Let's see. Is there anyone who can't do Skype?
I cannot.
Okay.
I cannot either because I don't know how to do it.
Does anyone know how to schedule can we schedule an impromptu phone conference using our usual methods?
Sure.
When? Now?
Not now. I'll talk with Otis and try to get a date from everybody.
Can we start, George, with emails and giving ideas, and then when we have something kind of form, we can have
I'm game for that. We start with emails and see if we can get agreement by email. Any objection to that? And if not, I'll poll you all for when you can actually get on the phone together.
Yeah, George. Lawrence?
Yeah, Lawrence.
So I also would like us to reserve the possibility of doing a call, too.
Yeah, I will. So I'll start out with sending an email to everybody, and basically asking for their suggestions. I'll give you mine, and people can reply to that email or create an email stream. We can go from there. And if there's any desire to have a phone call, we'll do that. Is there any objection to that procedure? I hear somebody wants to speak.
Oh, I have no objection, but I wanted to just add something, a motion to whatever we do on the email, we summarize, and the secretary summarize, so that the public will know at the next teleconference, that so the public knows what happened, what took place, in a brief summary. That way
well,
the public knows what's happening.
If it's okay, we can just report out the timeline. I mean, that's the only step to come out of it. And we will certainly do that.
Well, I second Nancy's motion.
What exactly is Nancy's motion?
That we report on the next public teleconference what the task force got accomplished.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So, okay, I'm okay with that. Is there any objection to that? Okay, great. So it's basically a report out of the committee. All right, we are out of time. Unless I hear a motion to extend time, the meeting's adjourned. Do I have any motion to extend time?
How about 30 more minutes? That's too bad.
Is that a serious suggestion?
20 more minutes?
okay, we have a motion to extend. Who is that?
It's Nancy, but I'm in Central Standard. I would like somebody from Eastern Standard to agree.
I don't mind.
Well, let me say that the only other things on the agenda that we could discuss, because the two people who put them on aren't here, which is Mal Bernstein, who just left, and Marilena Castellanos, who wasn't here. So the only other thing on the agenda would be the... I'm not quite sure how to phrase it, the putative desire by KPFT to separate from this from the network.
This is Kim.
Yes.
Well, I guess it's too late, but we never voted on my agenda addition.
That's true. Your agenda addition was had to do with the procedures in at KPFK for hiring. Was it an ED or a PD that we hired?
No, not at KPFK.
Oh, where was that?
It was KPFA. And
oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was KPFK.
No, the motion was passed, and it's been violated. And you know, if we have a policy, like what do we do about enforcing the policies that we make?
Okay, so here's where we're at, actually. Time ran out when we finished up the last item. Kim is correct. The next thing I should have taken up was her motion to discuss to change the agenda, which will, however, now require that we extend time. If we extend time, the first item would be the agenda item for, and for those of you who don't know, the PNB passed a procedure for how to go about hiring EDs, I think PDs too, I'm not sure. But anyway, a procedure, how to...
Only PDs, George.
Oh, okay, so this is a PD at KPFA, is that right?
Yes, and the policy was only for a PD.
Okay, and so it had several stages to it where a committee was appointed and they sifted through... through the various applicants, and they produced a smaller list. Kim, what is it that you're saying hasn't been followed at KPFA? Then that was supposed to go to the whole LSB, I think. And what actually happened at KPFA? According to you, we can discuss the facts of the matter as well, if it actually gets on the agenda. So,
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, point of information?
Yes.
Are we at time to adjourn? It's 9:30. If we
Please.
Yes.
You asked the question. Let me answer your question. We were at time to adjourn. Your question was, aren't we at time to adjourn? Your answer is,
yes.
We were at time to adjourn, and Nancy moved to extend time for 20 minutes. At that point, Kim said, will my item come up for discussion in that 20 minutes? And I'm basically saying yes. It would be appropriately the next item on the agenda.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, that wasn't my question.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your question?
My question was, in order to keep talking, the first thing that we need to do is pass an amendment and add time, because if not, not even all this back and forth makes sense, because time for adjourn happened already 5 minutes ago.
I think you're actually correct. I was hoping to give people a sense of what might be in store if they wanted to extend time, but you're actually correct. We have to take a vote on the question of whether we're going to extend time before we can discuss anything else.
Point of information, Chair?
Yes.
This is Lawrence.
Yes.
Does extending time, does that require two-thirds, or is that simple majority?
Yes. No, it requires two-thirds.
Okay.
Is there any objection to extending time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take the roll on that. So a yes vote is to extend time for 20 minutes. A no vote is to not extend time, in which case the meeting is adjourned.
Right.
Margie Wilkinson.
I vote no.
John Wenger.
Extend, yes.
Manajay Saba, Serene Roberts is not here. Lawrence Reyes.
I vote no.
I pass. Andrea Pritchett, Tony Nolan, Pat Logan, Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Extend, yes.
William Hiragan.
No.
Sorry, Kim Kaufman.
I'm on yes. I'm going to be in my car another 20 minutes.
Okay. William Hiervagen.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. Jose Luis? Can't hear you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa?
Yes.
That's the discontinuity. Nina Diaz, Marielena Castellanos, Adriana Casanova?
No.
Mal Bernstein's not here. Chuck Anderson. Lone Elias, are you here? Jose Luis, are you here? And if so, how do you vote? Okay. I'm gonna abstain. The vote is 4-4. The motion fails. We are therefore adjourned. Good night, all.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, George. Thank you, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.